Phelan said, sitting inside her tent and chewing the meat off a ham bone.
My little brother returns.
She chucked the bone at him. He swatted it away.
Can you ever offer a kind greeting?
He said.
I greeted you,
she said. She got up and strolled over, butted horns with his head, and pinched his cheeks.
Is that better, little brother?
No.
Yes, for you it is anyway.
He sniffed the air, scanned the tent. He hungered.
Is there anything left of your feast?
Check with the soldiers. I'm sure they saved you some, little brother.
Finland stomped his foot. His sister had become more and more unbearable over the years. Pushy, greedy. She had always been rotten, but not to this degree. She'd even pushed him to murder. He wanted to take his hoof to her butt. He checked his anger. There were better ways to deal with his sister.
So the camp stirs in victory,
he said.
And word of your great capture spreads.
She turned to him, excited, hands clasped together.
Really? What have you heard?
Brilliant trap,
he said.
That's what the orcs say. I heard that as I traveled in, not knowing what to make of it at first until I...
She grabbed him by the armor.
What else?
Inquired.
He finished his last word.
Inspiring, I heard another say. A gnoll said, Phelan did what 100 generals and dragons had not. Captured the greatest dragon of them all.
Her eyes were wide and feverish.
And?
Something about a great hall in your honor,
he added. He was making things up now. But she'd buy all of it, she always did.
A great hall?
She let him go and looked up, grabbing her chin.
I like that.
She turned to the tent entrance and yelled,
Guards, more rations and wine!
She made her way over to a small table and a set of chairs. A moment later, a half-orc man entered with a wooden tray of food and wine, set it down, and left.
Eat,
she said. Finlan reached over. She grabbed his forearm, squeezed it, and said,
And talk.
There was so much chatter and excitement to sort through,
he said, spreading honey on a roll. He stalled as long as he could. The armies couldn't stand her, not one bit, and it ate at her. It was fun to tease her with the opposite.
Something about understanding you, and soon the war would be over. Ah!
He wiggled his finger and stuffed bread in his mouth.
Many want to be your henchmen when you get your own town or castle.
She hitched her elbow over the back of her hair and smiled.
Really?
Finland nodded, but not too much.
Hailed by all the rotten races,
she said.
There's not much better praise than that.
Except maybe being hailed by all the good races.
Her face lit up and she snapped her fingers.
Wait till you see this.
Quickly, Finland buttered another roll and stuffed it inside his mouth.
What is this if?
She pulled something from her pouch, tossed it on the table, and pointed at it.
That's a lock of Nath Dragon's hair.
Finland swallowed.
It is?
Yep.
Finland leaned forward and eyed it.
I thought his hair was auburn as a rooster.
It is. Are you blind, you fool?
She looked at the lock of hair and gasped.
What?
The hair was white and withered. Phelan picked it up for inspection. Finland could feel the heat rise in her. Her cheeks reddened. Her eyes filled with worry. He couldn't keep from saying his next thoughts.
That wasn't Nath Dragon, was it?
She swatted the tray across the tent and screamed.
Not a word of this to anybody!
Certainly, dear sister. Certainly.